You are my people. I grew up in New York City in the Bronx. My home was in 4- and 5-story tenement apartment buildings. We knew everyone in these apartments, and everyone looked after everyone as family. That is what I mean when I say you are my people. It was the early recognition that family need not be based solely on blood. Now, the American Library Association has chosen me to join the Laura Ingalls Wilder Award family. I am deeply moved. The ALA forms committees that make the hard choices of selecting the best from the large body of fine work received each year. I am indeed humbled when chosen to represent all who have given the best of their time and talent in this outreach to children and all. When awards are announced, I rejoice. I feel this is an affirmation of the importance of books in our lives. Excellent books are not in competition with each other. I feel they all enter that heaven where East, West, North, South offer books that are equally challenging, magical. I love the Jorge Luis Borges quote, "I have always imagined that paradise would be a kind of library." A library was certainly like a paradise to me during my childhood. Books were free, and we could take them home. My sister, brother, and I, the first 3 of 6 children, used orange crates as bookshelves for the borrowed library books. We call them our own home library. It is no wonder that I was excited when in kindergarten I made my first book. It was an alphabet book created from A to Z with my own pictures as the teacher taught us the alphabet. I was writer, illustrator, binder. We sewed the pages together to the color paper cover, and as distributor, we took the book home. It was the rave reviews for these limited editions, one of a kind, that kept me going. Later, the teacher explained that all of the books on the shelves in a library begin with what we are doing, limited editions, one of a kind books. Because of the praise I received for those books, I gave gifts of my handmade books to family and friends. After many years of trying to enter the children's book world, Jean Carl, founding editor of children's books at Athenaeum Publishers, heard of my work and came to my studio in the Bronx. She spent the day enjoying my artwork. She was excited by my varied approaches to texts. Soon after she left, she sent me a contract to begin work with Athenaeum. That was in the early 60s. I was in my 40s. Now, my books would reach beyond my small circle of family and friends because they would be printed in the thousands. Hurrah! Although now my books are printed in the thousands, it is the feeling of the handmade book that is at the heart of my bookmaking. I'd like you, holding one of my books, to feel that I am offering you a one-of-a-kind gift that you will treasure and share. My work with Jean Carl continued through the years. She knew my work, family, and community commitments, but she kept after me to keep developing the book themes that she had noted in my studio. Jean remembered my illustrations to African Tales and asked to use them. When I told her that most of my illustrations were done to texts that documented the story but did not approach the oral tradition, she said, "Ashley, tell them in your own words." That was my challenge, to find a way to keep the voice of the oral traditions alive as it is carried over into the book. My lead was poetry. Poetry has always been at the heart of all I do. In elementary school in the Bronx, The students prepared expressive readings of poetry. We were taught that the soul of poetry, like song, is experienced in hearing it. Each day began with students reciting their interpretation of the poem they had been given at least 2 weeks to prepare. The prose of My African Stories uses the devices of poetry, rhythm, rhyme, onomatopoeia, alliteration, to open the sound of the voice to the printed word. It is my hope that the readers, even reading silently, will feel that they are hearing the storyteller. I graduated high school in 1940 and knew that I would have to have a scholarship to further my studies. My high school art teachers advised me to apply to the Cooper Union School of Art and Engineering, which to this day grants free tuition to all of its undergraduates. I was fortunate in being among those admitted into the art school. When I begin planning the illustrations for a book, I choose the visual approach that will best partner the text. At Cooper Union, we study the art and culture of the world. I draw upon these sources for the illustration of my books. For my first book of African tales, I used red, yellow, black, and white tempera paint. I painted clearly shaped forms inspired by African sculpture, masks, and the Bushman rock paintings. For the African tale, The Dancing Granny, I did swift line brush paintings to capture the spirit of dance. It was the scenes of everyday life brush paintings by the Japanese artist Hokusai that inspired my illustrations for Granny and Spider Anansi, the trickster. I enjoy exploring different art cultures for my books. I acknowledge my sources, medieval illuminated manuscripts for Langston Hughes' Carol of the Brown King, early block-printed books for my first two block-printed books of the spirituals. Whatever the source, it has allowed me to discover untapped reserves of myself. So, I have explored a variety of art materials to illustrate the text I choose: tempera paint, watercolor, pencil, crayon pencil, and block prints. When I began to work with my editor, Caitlin Louis, I had not yet worked in collage. We chose a story I had begun retelling from Zambia, Southeast Africa, How the Ring Dove Came by Its Ring. I had retitled it Beautiful Blackbird. The opening lines of the document describe the birds as all colors of the rainbow. I felt this would allow me to cut colored papers of the birds rather than painting them. Caitlin encouraged this approach. She was excited by my first double-page spreads, and as she worked closely with my retelling of the tale, she chaired my collage spreads all the way through. Authors and illustrators work closely with our editors. They have this gift of insight that enables them to critique and guide our work to the published book. I think of it as the editor's awesome ability to follow us one step ahead. There are so many wonderful people with whom I have worked in our world of young people's books. I remember librarians, teachers, and readers. Many of you have become dear friends. From the heart, I thank each one of you individually. As a saint once expressed it, I have a heart so grateful it could be bought with a sardine. In the integrity and dignity by which we validate time, our being, whatever the nature of our work, I feel we are feeding the hungry, clothing the naked, sheltering the homeless, because we are pursuing the ways of peace. In conversations with Caitlin Louis on my collage book of three favorite spirituals, Let It Shine, we talked of how singers have often added a verse or verses of their own to the spirituals. She invited me to do so as well. to when the saints go marching in, I added the verse, oh, when the children play in peace, oh, when the children play in peace, oh, Lord, I want to be in that number. When the children play in peace, let's sing it. Amen.